Building a visitor center at a wildlife refuge sounds easy. It's not so simple, though, when the refuge is near a former nuclear weapons facility. But unless a federal court intervenes, as a group of opponents has asked them to do, a center will open at the Rocky Flats Wildlife Refuge just west of Denver next summer. KUNC's Kyra Buckley has more.
It's been more than 20 years since workers at Rocky Flats manufactured plutonium triggers for thermonuclear bombs. Since then, it's gone through a decade-long, multi-billion-dollar cleanup, been deemed safe by three government agencies, and has been recognized as a protected wildlife refuge. In most settings, the sheer mention of nuclear waste brings up tension. Just ask John Lipsky.
No, I don't believe the cleanup was conducted even to the specifications of what the government wanted. You know, numbers lie and liars figure.
Lipsky is a former FBI agent. Back in 1989, he and members of the Environmental Protection Agency raided the facility for suspected violations of environmental law. But David Abelson has a different take on things. He worked on policy regarding the site in 1995.
When we look at, for instance, the initial soil cleanup levels for plutonium when we started and where we ended up, I mean, it is a stunning change.
Abelson is now the executive director of the Rocky Flats Stewardship Council. Congress passed a law in 2001 protecting Rocky Flats as a national wildlife refuge. And while today elk, deer, and Preble's Meadow jumping mice have free rein at the site, it is only open to the public through guided tours. And John Lipsky believes it shouldn't be open to the public at all. He supports the environmental and activist groups suing the Fish and Wildlife Service over the center. They say more testing needs to be done, and Lipsky doubts the government's claims that the area is safe.
The Department of Energy controls the variegated science at Rocky Flats. It's colorful for them, but when they start trying to convince other people, and there are experts in this world that say that even a respirable dust of plutonium is dangerous, fatal. It can cause problems with DNA, so your children might survive it, but you might have grandchildren that are messed up. So how is it safe?
David Abelson closely watched the cleanup process when he was a congressional staffer for Democratic Colorado U.S. Representative David Skaggs, and then as executive director for a coalition of local governments surrounding Rocky Flats. While there is an increased cancer risk, less than a millionth of a percent, according to government data, he says people can make their own decision on whether or not to visit the site.
Everybody should be naturally skeptical when it comes to nuclear weapons facility about the data. But what you see over time and what you see over the years through multiple parties within government and outside of government looking at the data and reaching the same conclusion, that over time what you realize is that there's enough parameters around the gathering of data that you can trust it.
The Department of Energy still runs the most contaminated inner part of the site, known as the Central Operable Unit, which will not open to the public. Federal law requires a review of that area every 5 years. The most recent one was this month. It says precautions put in place after the cleanup are protecting people and the environment. Colorado also has regulatory and some oversight authority over parts of the site. Lindsay Masters is with the Department of Public Health and the Environment. She says the initial reports after the cleanup ended in 2005 showed Rocky Flats is safe.
That was based on soil data, surface soil, subsurface soil, sediment, groundwater, surface water data. And in addition, there is residual contamination in the central operable unit, and agencies have not walked away from their responsibility to oversee that.
But John Lipsky says after the environmental violations he investigated before the 1989 raid, the public should not be enticed to Rocky Flats with a visitor center.
It's going to take everybody, as it always does, being aware of the issue, looking into it, and making the decision, and then speaking up. And will negate the science that the government has come up with.
The five environmental and neighborhood association groups seeking to stop the building of the visitor center were dealt a setback in June when a federal district court judge said their filing was premature because work won't begin until next year. They have asked that judge to reconsider her decision and are waiting to hear back. If the preliminary injunction is still denied, the groups plan to appeal to the circuit court. For KUNC, I'm Kyra Buckley.